March 5, 1930. How Jesus wants to see his fire palpitating in the creature. How the living in it is the recall of all the acts into the divine unity. What unity means. I live always in the pain of the privation of my sweet Jesus. What a hard martyrdom. If it wasn't that his holy will has taken his place, making itself felt continuously, such that, while giving me life, it keeps me always occupied and dissolved in it, I don't know how I would manage to live. But in spite of this, the many dear memories of Jesus, as I believed I would never lose sight of him, his sweet and repeated little visits, his many loving stratagems, his many surprises, such that it seemed to me that I was living more in heaven than on earth. The mere remembering this is like cruel wounds, which render my painful martyrdom more crude. Ah! Jesus, Jesus! How easily you put aside and forget the one who loves you, and whose martyrdom you form, and you yourself said many times that you loved me so much. Ah! Jesus, come back, for I can endure no more. But while my poor soul felt the fever, for it wanted Jesus, and, raving, it uttered nonsense, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior and clasping me in his arms, almost to put an end to my nonsense, told me, "My daughter, calm yourself, I am here, I have not put you aside, nor is the nature of my love capable of forgetting anyone. On the contrary, I am within you to direct all your acts in my divine will, because I do not want any of your acts, even the slightest, not to be noble and divine, and not to have the seal of my divine fiat. I want to see it palpitating in all your acts. This is all my commitment, to form the first copy of the soul who must live in my divine will." Having said this, he became silent, and I continued my round in the divine fiat, wanting to gather everything that creatures have done in order to enclose everything in the divine will. And my highest good, Jesus, added, "My daughter, the living in my will is the recall of all the acts of creatures into the unity of it. Everything has come out from within its unity, from our single act that gives life to all acts. Therefore it is our right, by justice, that everything return to us to recognize where they have come from. To recognize where an act comes from, who it is that releases life for so many acts, in what way and how, is the most beautiful homage to our power and wisdom, which, with one single act, is life of all acts. And only one who lives in my fiat, embracing everything together with it, takes everything as though in her power, and enclosing everything in that will in which she lives, she rises into our unity in order to bring us everything, and give us the true homages of all the effects of our single act. This is why, then, going around in our divine will not only gathers everything, but communicates your act to all created things, in such a way that all the heavens assume the attitude of adorations together with your adorations. The sun, of loving us together with your love. The wind, of glorifying us together with you. In sum, all created things, feeling, in my will with which they are all invested, your act which ye do in it, they all assume the attitude of loving us, of adoring us, of giving us glory and thanksgivings, in such a way that we feel that in our divine fiat the creature gives us the fullness of love, the totality of adoration, the complete glory. Therefore, continue your flight in my divine will, and do not occupy yourself with anything else, because in it you have much to do. So I remained thinking about the unity of the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, do you know what unity of divine will means? It means that from within this one will, there is nothing beautiful, good and holy that does not come from within it. This one divine will of ours, one is its unity, one is its act. But while it is one, the will, the unity and the act extend everywhere. And because it extends everywhere as though in one single breath, it does everything, it embraces everything and gives life to everything. So, one who lives in our divine volition fuses herself in our unity, and everything she does not go out of us, but remains inside of us. On the other hand, with one who lives outside of it, we feel the pain of the tearing she causes with her acts from within our will. And while she tears them away, she does not return them to us, because our divine will is not one with hers. Hence the great difference of one who lives outside of our fiat, all of her acts are divided and broken, not fused together, therefore she will not have the good of feeling within herself the fullness of the light, of the happiness and of all goods, but everything will be misery, weakness and scarceness of light. Fiat.